With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
The Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something, something, Bronco. With Lori Lattimore Volkman, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com. Incomplete. I am Jeff Place, and there is Lori Lattimore Volkman and Tim Lynch, and God damn it, you sons of bitches, I'm out for revenge. It's revenge week on Mile High Report, I got a thirst for blood. Tim, who do you hate?
I hate the Raiders. Back to you, Jess.
I hate mayonnaise.
All that for mayonnaise. It's good.
Yeah. No, seriously. And dry toast. Look, if I wanted butter on my toast, I would have asked for it. I shouldn't have to ask for my toast without butter. Like, it should come dry automatically.
You are like 1% of the human population, so that's why you should ask for dry
toast. I want jelly on my toast. I can't. There's butter already on it. Like, what is that? No. Let me decide what goes on my toast.
It's revenge week on Mile High Report and SB Nation. So we're going to be talking about the 2019 regular season schedule for the Broncos and which teams we most want to beat because we hate them. And obviously the Chiefs and the Raiders are at the top of that list. But there might be a few other teams we want to get some revenge on and redemption. Actually, redemption might work better for the Broncos because 2018 sucked.
Yeah, and because we lost
redemption. We lost. We got 10 games to choose from to bitch about in this episode. So we're going to take our time.
You know? The only true revenge game on our schedule is the Chiefs.
Because... Oh, the Case Keenum to DT game?
Yes, because... Yeah. We should have won that game. I think it would have turned our season around too, but Case Keenum just throws a better ball. We win that game. The Chiefs have a worse season because we deflate them and we gain a whole bunch of confidence and go on and win six more games.
And we still have Vance Joseph. Right.
That's true.
I know. Things worked out in our favor. Still hated losing that game to them. So it is all about October 17th, baby.
My revenge game isn't even on the schedule. It's the fourth preseason game when the Denver Broncos roll into Arizona, where one Vance Joseph is now coordinator. And I would just love our fourth stringers to just shut them out and just embarrass
That'd
them.
That'd be the fifth preseason game, Jess. The fifth.
Right.
We have multiple Hall of Famers this year, so we are Hall of Fame bound, baby.
Yes.
So we're looking at week 7 is Thursday Night Football at home against the Chiefs. Must win, right?
Must win.
Must win. Revenge City in that game.
That's a Thursday night game.
I know, we're going to be in those baby oranges.
A crisp fall hint to the air. Mile High will be jumping. I like our chances. I could see a little revenge.
They'll be wearing my favorite helmet, too. I love that retro helmet. It's like not the baby powder blue. It's like the dark blue.
It's a nice, retro. It is a good retro. Oh, yep.
I freaking love, I want that helmet to be our helmet.
I do, too.
Every week.
Yeah. No, I agree. Uniform though, it looks like road cone orange, and give us some white pants. Just give us the white pants. Just give us what we need.
Everybody complains about those orange jerseys, but I don't even care. It's the helmet. Well, I got two other revenge games to talk about besides the Chiefs on Thursday Night Football when they're wearing their beautiful, beautiful throwback helmets. I would say Week 9 also at home against the Browns, and Week 14. 14 at the Texans. Like, those are the two games that we should have freaking won last year, and I want to see them win them this year. So that right there will get us to 10 wins, I think. If we win, if the Broncos win those two games, we're playoff bound for sure. Three games. Sorry, Chiefs, Browns, Texans.
You have to throw in the Raiders. You have to throw them in.
The last game of the season, absolutely.
I think the Raiders are going 0-16 because they're going to implode. Richie Incognito is going to like go crazy and end up naked in the San Francisco Bay somewhere, and then Antonio Brown's going to just disappear, and John Gruden's going to just be mad all the time, and then he's going to like bench Derek Carr because he's not winning enough games, and yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Remember, Richie Incognito once demanded the severed head of his father at a funeral home, which is
who doesn't want that?
like that's normal. So speaking of the Hard Knocks announcement, hasn't come out yet, but I really wanted to be the Raiders.
I want
to
see that shit show so bad.
Oh please, revenge game for me is the last game against the Raiders. As you guys may recall, last year was on Christmas Eve, and my brother-in-law, the Raiders fan, was in my home watching that game with a big old smirk on his face, and there was nothing I could do about it. Especially after there was that kickoff where we thought that we had it downed and they just scooped it up and ran it back for the touchdown. And
I've forgotten all this.
I could use some revenge. Like I need like 50 points on the Raiders in that last game.
The Broncos will be in that highlight reel for years to come because that will always be a big play from 2018.
And her brother-in-law being a Raiders fan makes that both the Raider games hugely important for revenge just for that reason. So you got to open up with a win and then you got to close with a win for Jess to be happy in 2019.
Just bookend it with Raider misery.
Just bookend it. 2-14, baby. Two wins. Both against the Raiders.
It's how I was raised. It was like, yeah, the schedule, you want to win as many games as possible, but you got to beat the Raiders. Like, it's not a lost season if you beat the Raiders both times.
Exactly.
I think this year it'll happen. You know, the last game I attended was Raiders Broncos Monday Night Football opening day, week one, 2008. And I got so much shit that night from Raiders fans. And when I left the stadium after the 42-14 obliteration of said Raiders, it was like the most dangerous situation I've ever been in my life. So I enjoyed the drive home with my brother, who's a Raiders fan, who sat silently next to me for 2.5 hours as we drove back to Sacramento.
Tear trickling down his face.
Yeah. In his Darren McFadden jersey. Oh. And, you know, it was great. I had a great night, even though I almost died. Yes, definitely Raiders are on my list for revenge games. So get it done, Vic Fangio. And, you know, you'll stay on my list of good people I like.
I would also like to get a little revenge in the Detroit game from when Detroit beat Tim Tebow in 2011. That really hurt.
You've been holding a grudge for a long time.
Tim went out there and really gave us all. And
you're not wrong, because when Tim Tebow lost 45-10 at home to the Lions, we were like, great. Now we got to go back to Kyle fucking Orton. But then he won 6 games in a row. We made the playoffs. So it was like setting the stage. He just wanted to give you that, oh, you better believe in me, or, you know, you're not going to see the promised land. And, you know, he brought us to the promised land, and that's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. 45-10. Wow.
Like, speaking of bookends, we bookended that era with a 45-10 defeat to the Patriots in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Goes to show, you just have to score more than 10 points to beat Tim Tebow. So, any revenge games catch your eye there, Lori?
I mean, definitely the Chiefs. I mean, I'll throw in the Chargers because just to round out the AFC West rivalry there, we got to keep having the one up on Phillip Rivers. You know, you don't want to go in there and let him win and feel good about himself. So
I want him to feel misery when he gets in that 16-passenger van with all those kids to go home from the stadium. Like, they're all eating Cheerios and spilling crap all over the back of his car. So one of them has a dirty diaper. He doesn't know which. That's the world I want him to live in. Like, the despair of the loss, the gang of kids all just destroying everything he loves.
Exactly.
That's the revenge I want.
That's what we need. And that's the revenge you shall have.
Grinding Oreos into the upholstery.
Just think about when all of his kids will turn 18 and go off to college. How much tuition he's going to have to pay.
You have that many kids, you got to play the odds. Like one of them's probably going to jail. So. I mean, there's got to be one. At least one. One's going to be a bolo tie salesman.
Yeah.
Well, Daddy, you love them. They've got to sell. No. Just last little bit of revenge I see here, and I'm reaching. The second preseason game and the third preseason game. One is against the Seattle Seahawks, who beat the ever-living pee out of us in a very recent Super Bowl. Not the most recent Super Bowl, though, so we don't have to worry about that. And San Francisco, 55-10. Thank you, Joe Montana.
Why would you bring those two games up?
You got to beat them still. Like, it's
well, actually, the 49ers, that's a good one because remember how we thought we couldn't possibly lose to them last year? And then Kyle Shanahan embarrassed us.
I don't remember.
That's true. Yeah, with their backup quarterback.
George Kittle gets the record for tight ends.
Okay, I want to talk about the future. I want to talk about
apparently this is a little too fresh for Tim. A little, whoa.
I live in California, guys, so I don't want to talk about the freaking 49ers or the Raiders.
Or George Kittle's 212 yards as a tight end.
In the first half.
I'm going to flip it here as we close out this episode. Which team on our schedule, preseason, regular season, or postseason, do you think holds the biggest grudge against us?
Who holds a grudge against a 6-10 team?
Could be the Packers as far as our schedule.
Maybe the Chiefs, because we win all the Super Bowls they never get to.
Yeah, it probably is the Chiefs.
Now, Tim, let's walk that back a little bit. We go to all the Super Bowls they never get to.
I only know of 3 Super Bowls in the last 40 years that matter.
So, Lori, you were going to say, who were you going to say?
If I'm looking at our schedule this year, a team that could have a grudge would be the Packers because we beat them in the 98
and
Super Bowl.
We absolutely embarrassed young Aaron Rodgers in 2015. Peyton Manning's greatest game of 2015 was against the Green Bay Packers, and we were wearing all of our throwback gear, so it was like they were like reliving the nightmare all over again.
That's right. That was Manning's last great game. It was before he got hurt, and he just wasn't the same. Even when he came back and was better, that game was amazing.
It was awesome. And then the week after that,
we had a bye, and then we went to the Colts.
The fix was in. He's always gave the Colts love.
Yeah.
With the Colts.
3 of his 4 best seasons were in Denver, but he still can't beat the Colts. I mean, come on, dude.
We also could argue a revenge game with the Jaguars, even though it's been a long time. But I'm still mad about that game.
I could see it. That's valid. Sure.
Mark Brunell is a bitch. I hate him so much.
I just got to say, as we've recorded this episode, I have all the schedules, all the team schedules tacked to my wall. Back to 2015 because that was a good time to reset, and I have knocked them onto the floor at least 4 or 5 times since we've started this. So and they are all out of order. I don't know. They're on the floor now, and I'm just looking at them like should I just leave them? Should I just start over? I need, actually, Tim, can I put in an expense report for, some sort of clipboard that I can stick to the wall and it'll hold them, put it on the line item below the private jet, but above my private chef. So it's revenge week. It's time to look within yourselves as Bronco fans and find that very special someone who you hate and want to get over on and absolutely embarrass on the national stage. That's what Revenge Week is all about here at Mile High Report. Besting your foes.
Spite.
Tim, Lori, this is Jess. Thanks.
All right.
You've been listening to Something Something Bronco, a feature of MileHighReport.com with Lori Lattimore-Volk, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch. Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the... Both fouls were on the kicking team.
All right, it's revenge week. Ready?
All right. It's like Fletch when he's like got the movie Fletch where he's got the paper. He's like, God damn it, what, Mr. Dr. Rosenrose. Dr. Yeah, where am I? Where's the records room?
I love that movie. Fletch is probably my all time favorite.
All right, well, are we ready?
I'm ready. You got another intro?
Yeah.
I hope it involves Case Keenum and Demaryius Thomas.
God damn it, you sons of bitches. I hate
you sons of bitches. No.